Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Carly from Blog Talk Radio. Daytime After Dog, I will be with you for an hour and 59 minutes. That's almost 2 hours, but everyone should know that. Tonight we are talking about, oh my gosh, a couple of so many hot topics. First of all, we are going to probably talk about what's happening with One Life to Live, because with all the rumors out there and with everything going on, we don't know what to believe and what not to believe. And, you know, they just took Guiding Light away. So, Soap Views, One Life to Live, people call me at 347-850-8721. And we can talk about it. We can talk, about One Life to Live, the new hospital, Day Live a Life, all my kids, Grey's Anatomy, who got kicked off Dancing with the Stars. You know, it's everything in 1 week. You think, okay, and you know, seriously, people out there, I'm seriously not over this whole, let's bring Jonathan Jackson back, because when you have someone like Steve Burton's character Jason, and okay, do you really want it to be Jason or Lucky? Okay, Lucky to me was a character worth not watching, and I will never say that to anyone, because I would not want to hurt anyone's feelings. But, yeah, I would, you know, love it if someone called in. 347-850-8721. And let's see. Well, let's see what else we have to talk about tonight. You know, there's a lot of things going on with YNR too. I mean, you know, Victor Newman, are you seriously thinking about writing the mustache out after so long? And if it's over contract disputes, okay, that is what I call really bad, because, you know, I've never seen anyone in daytime, you know, maybe now we don't need the stars to leave to go make movies. Why didn't CBS, ABC, and CBS, you know, make compromises with these stars? Because we don't want to lose them. You know, I mean, we don't want our shows to be canceled just because the ratings are, you know, not like they used to be. I mean, you know, but what are ratings, people? Just tell me, what are the ratings for, you know, Zeno Hospital, One Life to Live, and AMC? My problem with this whole thing is it comes down to money. It doesn't come down to the heart of the matter. You know, it's like, you know, I'm probably going to get dozens of emails what I'm about to say, but you watch the show for like 1,000 years and you get invested in the show, and then suddenly they take the show away because it's, I don't know, not good enough for you. And, you know, is this, to me, this, you know, sometimes has ticked me off inside that, I don't know, that they are doing this, that is all about money. Money, 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 money. Okay, what about heart? What about soul? I mean, you put these characters as a couple thinking, oh my God, it's going to save the network. And when you do that, ABC is not saving the network. Okay, I don't think anything that has been saving the network up until now has worked. Okay, and I can name a whole bunch of couples that could have worked, but you never gave a chance, ABC. I mean, come on. Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Hey! So how are you? 571? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Okay. Hey, Britt.
Hey.
So, what did you think of my little opening?
I don't know. I didn't hear it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, really, if anyone wants replays of my opening, do the podcast, people, because it was funny, and it was funny. Oh. So, Brittany, is there anything you want to talk about, or is there anything you're all upset about? Because there's a lot of soap-related news I'm upset about, but I could say I'm always upset by the soap things. So, is there anything are you particularly upset about right now?
Not right now.
You know we are on for 2 hours tonight, right?
Yeah, I just noticed
that. I did not say, too. Hey, people in this album. Hi, I hope you all are having a good day. Okay, back to my rant. So, hold on. Uh, 623, area code, how can we help you?
Hi, I'm calling about Days of Our Lives. Do you watch Days of Our Lives?
Well, I do, and so does Brittany. Don't you, Britt?
Yeah, that's my show.
Do you see Nicole and EJ working things out? Or do you think they'll go back to Sammy?
I don't know. It could go either way. I don't know. It's kind of a tough call.
What do you think Stefano's problem is? Who do you think did it?
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if it was Kate.
Come on, Kate has the info, and Kate wants all of Titan and all of the Demara things, and she's not even using her head about Lexi, about, you know, Stefano will probably leave everything to Lexi. And EJ.
Maybe Chloe did it.
Oh, my God.
You know how she was talking to Nicole, saying, you know, I've done some terrible things.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, see, that would be, you know, really good because, you know, Kate has never been my favorite person. You know, my grandmother, you know, kind of got me watching Days of Our Life, and she has never admitted to that. I'm sure caller 623, you probably had a grandmother like that. That she told me that way, way before, like, the 80s, Kate has always been like this, ever since she slept with Bill Horton, like, all those years ago. And that got her lucus. And so I don't care about Kate. I do not like Kate at all.
Victor seems to be going back to his bad character, too, the past
I mean, you know, I thought the romance with Caroline would happen now that, you know, the husband died. And, you know, I mean, I still don't understand why she picked the husband over Victor when Victor was always the handsomer. Other two. Okay,
oh,
fine.
Think of all the children she had, though.
And you know, and she is Catholic, and you know, Catholic people. Okay, I better stop right there. So yeah, I just think Days of Our Life is finally finding their ground again. And there's been rumors that Bill might be coming back, but it might not be. I don't know I don't know what Bill they will bring back, if it's Madison, because Kristen Stilmes is over on General Hospital, so I do not know which one they would, you know, bring back. But I think, you know, Brady's in town, and no one ever mentioned, oh, Will, Son, and Bill, if they are okay or whatever. They never get mentioned on there anymore. It's
right.
Like, you know,
they
and they don't.
They did mention them a couple of times, like in the last few months, but. Yeah, other than that.
Oh, you know, and when you get medicine in the last few months, that means sometimes you get a comeback. I mean, that's kind of what I mean, but sometimes it doesn't. But, okay, does anyone get why Colleen Manning is coming back after 15 years?
It looks ridiculous. I saw a scene today where they showed apparently her husband beating her, and then she killed him. Now she's on a plane back to, and she's calling Bo.
And Dustin. So it's like, okay. And the one she was killing, actually, is her husband in real life.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, and this is a little behind the scenes for you at Daytime After Dark. So do you watch any other shows, like maybe Grace? So, anything
Grey's
like that?
Grey's Anatomy, yes. Yes, I do watch Grey's Anatomy. Do you watch that show?
Yeah, so what do you think the whole Joe's dying and the whole funeral scene with Izzy and Mary?
I can so relate to that scene. I think it was a great scene. It was very creative, very well done.
You know, because seriously, at some for you, number one, you don't really want to be there, and number two, it was kind of laughable, and Izzy was still
to be able to laugh at some, to be able to laugh at such a hard time in life too. Good for them. Life is funny.
Well, I just thought it was one of the scenes where it's so relatable, and you know, I could see myself doing the same thing. I could totally see myself, but I think Grey's Anatomy is going to have this amazing year. They just signed Kim Weaver. I don't know if you watched Lipstick Zunga last year. She was on there. Yeah, she's going to be on Grey's Anatomy for 9 episodes. And
great.
But no more. Yes, but no one is saying who she's playing or whatever, but just as long as she doesn't break up Meredith and Derek, I'm fine, because if ABC breaks another couple of mine, I might have to get in the car and go down to LA, because these breakups that they do on Grey's Anatomy, I mean, they don't break up people that often, but
that would be really stupid, because George had a very quick marriage, and if they did that again to Derek and Meredith, that would be really stupid.
And you know, even I never understood the whole Izzy and Zoe's dating thing. That's what I never got. Yeah, they were best friends, but dating, I never saw them as a couple. I'm like, okay, you're screwing up your friendship here, and
yeah, they were just good as very best friends. That was their good character, just very best friends.
Yeah, and so, yeah, just, and I just think this season is finally going to be the season that, you know, everyone likes to watch. And the Grey's Anatomy plan is to keep this show on for 15 years for the same as y'all, because they get a lot more capital and stuff. And, you know, y'all was on for about 16 years. But, yeah, and so do you like any other shows that ever freak you out or ever, you
One,
know?
I love One Tree Hill at night. That's a good show, One Tree Hill.
Well, yeah, I think this is their last season. That's the big rumor, that this is their last season of
That'd
it.
Probably be good for them.
You know, I mean,
they're getting older.
Well, because, I mean, to me, 90210 ran too long, but they wanted but they wanted to do the 10th season. So, you know, they did it, and they did it, and I think, you know, but they rushed some of their stories for the 10th season. They just rushed David and Donna getting married and getting Kelly and Dylan back together. And I don't know if you've ever watched the new 90210. It's crazy. It's like, it's good, but it's bad because Kelly was never allowed to have a baby ever, and now she does.
Oh.
Talking about rewriting history.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah, I've seen One Tree Hill from time to time, and the if you ever miss like a season or like 3 or 4 months, it does play on SoapNet all week long for breakfast in bed.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Carly, for doing this show. Thanks for chatting with me.
No problem. And
you're great with your show. I appreciate your
show. Thank you. Thank you. And you just make sure you listen to the whole show and have a good night.
You too, Carly. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Yeah, as for what you were saying about Dave, yeah, I definitely think the show is back on track and it has a clear, like, vision of what the stories are going to be. They're, you know, committed to they're committed to what they're doing. And even if you don't like it, you can't say that they don't.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, but the thing I think I'm having trouble with is Rowan hopes to be together. They like, to be happy for more than 2 minutes at a time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I still have problems with the way they, you know, the way they killed Zach in the whole Cersei thing, because that was horrible. And I mean, great scenes, great dramatics. But once again, Dave didn't win anything for their acting for that. And that was a moment where that whole cast won something. And they didn't. They did not win anything. And it kind of upset me. It's like, they, you know, you had 9 people in that storyline that could have all walked away with Emmys. And they never gave them any Emmys.
Yeah. And it's, I don't know, I was really hoping that Peter Reichel was going to win lead actor this year, but...
You know what? You know, as much as I love Christian LeBlanc, and I have nothing against him, I think, can someone else win? Because it's usually Christian LeBlanc or Anthony Geary that, you know, take it home. Why can't it be someone differently all the time?
Yeah.
Oh, the number to call in, you guys, is 347-850-8721. And we are here for another hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to be crying my eyes out if the rumors are true about One Life to Live. Because, you know, that show has been like a third home for me. My first home is in a hospital. my second home sometimes is Days of Our Life, but my third home has been where I've lived for the past, you know, 3 years. And if they take that off the air, I am going to be one ticked off view because, you know, watching it, you know, again, and I'm enjoying the storyline. I'm enjoying where it's taken. And like I said in the beginning of the show, why does it have to be about money? Why does it have to be ratings? Because I can tell you right now, Bird and the Beautiful should be off before One Life to Live is off, in my opinion. You know,
I don't have
this,
an opinion on that because I've never watched the show, so.
You've never watched One Life to Live ever?
No, I was talking about B&B.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't, and this one of those shows that it's like they recycle storylines, you know, as much as anything ever does, and it just drives you crazy. Well, it drives me crazy. How are you feeling about Young and the Restless?
Despite my unhappiness with the storylines and what they decided to do, I still think that it's good overall. So, and of course, the actors are selling it like no one's business. So,
well, yeah, and but the thing, yeah, but the thing is, you know, how many times are they gonna sell us a Baby Swift storyline?
I know. I was saying in the chat room last week, I was like, this is the third Baby Swift storyline I've watched this year. I'm over it. So.
Yeah, I mean.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I mean, okay. I have never been a Sailing fan. You know, I mean, I'm on Team Nick and Phyllis. I'm in that camp. I love them, okay? If I cannot have Jason and Elizabeth right now, then let me have Nick and Phyllis. Let me have one couple I can love. And you know what? For them, stealing that baby, giving them an Ashley, years down the road, you're going to screw it up with having it for Nick and Phyllis. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, and Sharon was the one that wanted to orchestrate our lie in the first place, that it was Zach's baby, and then she wanted to, you know, cleanse herself from the truth and say to Nick, oh, by the way, the baby is huge. Okay, hadn't Brad died, Brad and Sharon would have been together, and I would have been happy because I just think they should not test people's couples. I think they should leave Nick and Phyllis alone for a couple of months and not do this person poll thing because Nick is totally a jackass about, you know, sleeping with Sharon one night and then sleeping with Phyllis, you know, one other night. I mean, it's just really, really hard to you know, take on.
Yeah.
Oh, and in the chat room they are saying, people, I love Lionel except for the baby Swiss.
Yep. Hopefully, as long as it's not something that takes over the show and isn't like a predominant storyline, then I'll be all right with it. But, and hopefully it won't drag out forever like this one is, like the one on Days and on One Life to Live.
Oh, God, yeah, Till. You know what? I'm not an EJ fan. Not after today. He was just so cold and callous. Oh, hold on. Hello? Hello?
Corey?
Oh, hi.
Hey. What are we talking about tonight?
everything and anything. No, we are talking Young and the Restless, General Hospital, The Cancellation of One Life to Live, and why I think that is so wrong, because, you know, every time I think about that thing, I think, why move the AMC people to California if you're going to do this to One Life to Live? If you're going to move a big studio from One Life to Live to the All My Children's Studios, move all my kids to California, why is everyone doing this? To me, it did not make sense.
It's probably about money and cost effectiveness.
You know, but...
because of the economy. That would be my guess.
Well, you know what? I hope so, but I have never been Brian Fonz Weigel. And I think Fonz is trying to commit suicide by doing this, because a lot of people don't want to see One Life to Live go off the air. You know, they just lost Guiding Light. And, you know, I think people should stop boycotting these soaps, because in the moment you boycott them, and then we are in the trouble we are in right now. So, yeah. You know, so, go on, Britt.
I think you have to look at the big picture. If you're not unhappy with the show, that's fine. You know, don't watch it for whatever amount of time. But don't get other people to stop watching, because that's not going to help the soap genre in general, you know, no matter what show you watch. So that's my opinion.
Yeah. I stopped watching General Hospital for my own reasons, but, you know, I don't try to, like, force anybody to stop watching for their own reasons, you know. I think it's a personal choice, and I mean, whether people want to do it because they're boycotting or because it's for a campaign or whatever is their own choice. But I don't want to see One Life to Live though either. But you know, I don't really feel like we have much control over that, other than, you know, trying to call them and write them. I don't really know how much they really listen to that stuff anyway. Which,
you know what? I think they do, because I think people are taking notice, especially with the heavy campaigning that the Lawns, the Jason and Liz fans are doing. We are coming out swinging, and which I'm very happy to be a part of, because, you know, it's about time that, you know, we fight for a couple and we just don't say, oh, well, that's a couple out the window. I just think sometimes calling and writing, and even writing into the magazine, sometimes it does help. And hopefully someone at ABC is hearing what I'm saying right now. And to say that you take away all the soaps, what, do you want to fill that up with game shows? Oh, another Dr. Phil spinoff? Come on, please save us from that, because that would be more ridiculous.
And frankly, it doesn't make any sense from a business standpoint, because that is the one show on ABC that is running under budget effectively and still looks good. The production is still really good, in my opinion. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I told Britt right before you called. You know, if they were going to cancel any other soap, why don't we cancel B&B? You know, I don't come across a lot of B&B bosses, hardly ever. So, yeah, why don't we cancel that before we go and cancel, you know, One Life to Live that is, you know, been there longer than B&B. Not that I'm saying I want anything canceled. I'm just thinking this outside my head, which is a scary place to be. So, yeah. So, is there any... So, Christy, are you watching anything else on TV? Or Is there any other shows that you are happy with or okay about?
Outside soap operas?
Yeah, remember this is really soaps and prime time, so.
Yeah, I'm not really watching any soaps aside from, like, Jessica and Brody on One Life to Live on YouTube. That's pretty much the only soap stuff I watch, and maybe a few General Hospital clips when I feel like it. But I mostly watch primetime shows. On Mondays, I watch Gossip Girl and Wintry Hill and Castle, because Lisa got me into Castle. I can't say I'm quite addicted to Castle, but I'm, like, interested enough to watch, I guess. Definitely not obsessed like Lisa is. I'm not exactly happy with Wintry Hill. It just doesn't do it for me anymore. You know, after they let go of Chad and Hillary, I think that was kind of a mistake on their part. I don't even understand it myself. Like, I mean, people are saying that Chad wanted to leave the show, and then other people are saying no, and it's so confusing, but I think it was some kind of network decision or executive decision. So the show's not really that interesting for me anymore because there's not really that many things on there I like. There's, like, a couple things, and that's about it. And, like, my favorite couple, which were never a couple, but they were, like, best friends, were Lucas and Haley, and I'm never going to have a Lucas and Haley scene again. So that was, like, my number one reason for watching. So I just kind of, like, I don't even know why I'm wasting my time watching it at this point, but I feel like I, you know, should give it a chance. Gossip Girl's pretty good, though, and Hillary Duff just came on that, so I'm excited about that.
How long is he being on Gossip Girl for? How long is her stunt for? Is he on this for?
I think she's in, like, a multi-episode arc. Like, she's going to play, like, Dan's girlfriend, so, like, she's going to be around, I think, for most of the season, if not all of it. All the rest
of
it. Like, she wasn't on the first two episodes, but she's just on, like, the third one.
I liked her sister, Haley. I used to watch Seventh Heaven. Okay, no laughing, you guys. And her sister was on there. And her sister is also a really good actress. I mean, I was into One Tree Hill for, like, a long time, but I got One Tree Hill and Dawson Creek mixed up so much. It was like, I mean, not that they are the same, but it was sort of the same, and
well, besides those shows, I watch, like, 90210 and The Biggest Loser sometimes, and I've been watching, like, a couple episodes of Cougar Town just to see Carolyn Hennessy in them, which she's really good in that. But other than that, like, the most show I'm probably really, like, obsessed with this season is Vampire Diaries. That's the one that I'm, like, most excited for.
Oh, really? Okay. I haven't, you know.
It's all Kayla's fault, really, because she got me obsessed with Ian Somerhalder, so now I have to watch.
Okay, we can just blame Kayla on everything. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I mean, it's a good show, like in general, too. Like, it's not, you know, just for him. Like, I really do find myself really thoroughly interested in it. And that's probably, like, the one show I'm, like, really addicted to this season. If I had to pick any that I was, like, must watch, like, every week, like, it would be that one.
Well, I mean, that's good. You know, that's cool. I mean, my viewing so far this season has been Grey's Anatomy. I'm loving that.
Oh, yeah, I watched that, too.
Yeah, Private Practice, I love that show. I mean, I just, you know, a lot of people don't like it, but I fell in love with it. And I finally got caught up with all my wives, but I probably won't watch the last two shows until when the last two shows go off. Because I hate when they have it to be continued, and it's like, okay, but then when you have TiVo, you can just say, it's not to be continued. Play! So, yeah, and I'm stuck on all the Law and Orders and Extreme Makeover. I have to watch Extreme Makeover. Don't know why. This makes me cry every time I watch it.
Oh, Extreme Home Makeover on the ABC?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I watched the last week when Ashley Tisdale was on. I thought that was really cool.
You know, so, yeah, I mean, this, you know, it's funny because for, like, most of the 90s, my viewing was on NBC because every Thursday, you have must-see TV night with Friends and ER and Will and Grace and, you know, even back when we were little, The Cosby Show. Well, now my Thursday night watching is ABC because there's nothing, not that I'm putting anything down on NBC, but is this all comedies for like the 2 hours and then the Jay Leno show? And I don't know, I don't see the Jay Leno show being around for years and years and years. I don't know. I just, has anyone saw it?
I actually watched some of it tonight because Wanda Sykes is on it, and I think she's hilarious. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, but this, I mean, I don't think he really wanted to leave. I don't think he really wanted to retire, and when he finally figured out he did not want to retire, that's when I thought they gave him the comedy, you know, hour, you know? Because every time I look at Conan, I'm like, it's not 12:30 yet. What is Conan doing at 11:30? Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I'm not used to Conan being on so early, but I do watch Conan. And okay, what did you guys think of the whole Dave thing, David Letterman thing?
I don't really care what he does. I never really watched the show that much anyway. I don't really care that he's...
Well,
that's his prerogative. I don't really know.
Well, yeah, I know, but I agree with you. But if I see another show on sexual harassment in the workplace, oh, you know, how bad it is or whatever, I swear I'm throwing something at the TV because, you know, they are plastering that story all over. And I'm like, okay, can we see, like, you know, I mean, okay, but three people I'm getting sick of seeing, and if I never saw them again, I would be very happy, is David Letterman, John Gosselin, oh my God, I'm getting so sick of him. Are you guys? Because he's been making his rounds on every outlet. And my third person would be, I can't name him because that would be bad if I name him. But I'm sure you two can guess who my third one would be.
Your favorite.
No, my non-favorite. If I never had to look at this person ever again, I would be happy. And if he was this off one of my soap operas, or if he would end up being with another person besides the one she's with, I would be happier.
With Jason and
Melissa. Yes.
Yeah, you
but,
don't want to
but I'm trying not to mention her name, so in my roundabout way. Yeah, and but Dancing with the Stars is crazy. I don't know if you guys have been watching it. I should call it Dancing with the Injured Stars because everyone is getting injured on that show right now. Everyone is always getting injured. So
I never really watched it that much, honestly. I never got the big deal with it. Like, I watched it when Lance Bass was on because I loved him. Like, he was my, like, don't laugh. Well, you're going to laugh, but he was like my dream husband, like, years ago. Like, before he came out of the closet, I was, like, in love with him. I was so in love with Lance Bass. And then he came out of the closet, and I'm like, of course. Because my best friend was telling me for years, Lance Bass looks like a lesbian. I'm like, what? That's mean. And I was like, I don't believe that he's gay. You know, I was, like, so oblivious, but... all the guys I like, and then they come out of the closet. So I just kind of wait for all these celebrities to come out of the closet. It's kind of
You're not the only one that did that, Christy. I had a little crush on him. It wasn't severe as, you guys remember who said Alan was from, like, Our House and Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman? Blonde hair, blue eyes, really good looking. Well, he was my teenage crush. I have posters all over my bedroom on him. And then he came out of the closet. You know, I'm like, why? I mean, okay. No, they don't have to come out of the closet. They could just lie about it. I mean, you know. Then, because I just think, once everyone knows, the fantasy does go away. I don't know. But I loved it when Lance was on. I thought Lance would have won, actually. I thought Lance was really, really, really good.
Yeah, he was.
I liked him on, he was on Seventh Heaven one time. I was, like, in love with that episode. That was, like, the only episode I ever really liked. I didn't really watch Seventh Heaven. I just liked that one episode he saw. That was pretty much it. When he made out with Lucy on the street, I thought that was great.
Yeah, I thought so too. I'm like, wow. And, you know,
he had me fooled that he was straight. He totally had me fooled. I'm like, hey.
I think the reason why I'm watching Dancing with the Stars because I'm a little jealous that I could never do, like, all the dancing because I have no balance whatsoever. So I'm like, you know, those moves are really good, but the season when Kelly Monaco was on, I thought, okay, she's going to be gone, second time. And I called that one out so long. I missed that one. And so I never tell anyone who's going to win and who's going to lose with us. So after that one, I'm like, okay, I obviously don't know what I'm talking about with that. So it's an hour and 17 minutes. Anyone who wants to call in and tell us why anything in the whole wide world, they can call us at 347-850-8721. So, yeah, Christy, are you having your show on Friday, or are you taking a week off?
Yeah, that's the day before I leave, so I'm leaving Saturday. So, yeah, I'm having my show on Friday at 10, but I'm not sure. I was originally going to have a show, like, on the 12th, but I had to leave earlier than I thought I would, so for my trip, so I'm leaving, like, for a week. So I don't know. My show might not be for, like, another 2 or 3 weeks because I'm thinking of going to Atlanta after my trip home and my trip to Orlando because I'm trying to find me a job. So I'm thinking of going down to Atlanta and at least checking out Vampire Diaries. So that's where they go. So I don't know. It's kind of up in the air right now about when my next show is.
Well, remember all you Jason and Liz fans out there? Oh, hold on. 773, you are on mail. Hello? 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 Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi. How can
I? Hi. I just wanted to call in, and I wanted to say a few things. I had went to Twitter, and Becky has her official fan club is there. She doesn't post, but her official fan club does. And something about the 10 funniest scenes or the funniest scene and the top 10 will get a follow or something like that. They had some little thing going. And I just wanted to share that with your listeners.
Okay.
Other than that, I did catch a epi of GH, and I did like it because, see, I like Dante, so Dominic. So I do watch his stuff for the most part. I just like him so much.
Oh, he's nice to look at.
You think he's good looking?
Yeah.
You do?
I
just like him. I don't know. There's something earthy about him. It's something about that guy that.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
something about him that works for me.
And you know, I'm glad they went with this guy because originally they were going to go with oh gosh, I always mispronounce his name, but Tom Piliango from Guiding Light.
Oh,
that
okay.
That was the rumor for
Tom Pelfrey.
Yeah, and that was, like, the rumor for, like, a long time.
Yeah, they did say they were trying to get him.
Yeah, and I always thought, okay, he doesn't look like a Dante to me. He doesn't look like this, you know, bad guy that could be Sonny's son. But when they brought Dante in, I thought, that could be really, really...
I just like Dante, and I'm so surprised. Why? I just can't wait to see him. And what I'm noticing is they use him for a lot of tag scenes. That's the last scene of the show. And this guy is bringing up some ratings here because every time that Dante, if you look, every time that he's on a tag scene, they have good ratings. If he's in the entry scene, that is not the name that they call it. I forgot the train.
That's okay.
But, you know, the scene that starts the show, they're using Olivia and Dante most of the time, or if they use them for the tag scenes, they get some good numbers.
Yeah.
Good numbers. I've been noticing the 2.1s are days when Dante, well, Dante, Dominic, you know, if I say one, I mean the other, are days that he's on.
You know, I need to catch up on my GH because, you know, the primetime shows kind of took over. But the thing what I like most about Dante is, and please no hate mail out there, people, I like Lulu. I've been a Lulu fan ever since he first came on.
Oh, you like Lulu.
Yeah.
Lulu.
Oh, fine.
I used to like Lulu, but... Then
I call her
Ruru. Liking her.
She's all right. I don't dislike her.
I like her sometimes. I didn't like her with Logan.
I didn't like her when she first came on.
I was nuts.
I didn't like her when she first came on at all.
Okay.
But I grew to like her more. I don't dislike her. I just don't have an opinion about Lulu. Lulu is not who I envision my super couple's daughter to be. Let me put it that way. I'm old school, so I was watching with Luke and Laura. I never envisioned that Lulu would turn out like this.
Just
taking bonus all the time.
But, you know, the thing is, when I saw Lulu and Dante... first couple of scenes together, I said, oh, my God, you have a super couple in the making. Don't mess this up. And, you know, it's just like, you know, it just goes back to what I always think. They get a couple, they get a nice couple that should be together, and, you know, it's fine in the beginning, it's great. And then they have to look for a reason to break them up. And
I agree.
And I don't know if you watch any other soaps.
Yeah, I do. I watch The Young and the Restless. I'm down to two soaps now. I'm kind of back and forth with Days.
You know, that's how I am. That's how I am because I'm not to put any Days of Our Life bosses out there. But when John and Marlena and Steve and Kayla left, that was kind of like my death for me because, you know, I kind of grew up watching the whole John and Marlena love story, and I feel like they never got, I mean, They roll so fast. We never really saw them say goodbye or have a goodbye party for them. Or it was so quick. And I'm like, how can you do that to your super couple? Your super couple in the 80s, 90s, and 2000. How can you not do a big, not a big celebration, but like a small one? And that's what I don't understand about when a character is leaving a show. But if a character has been there for 25 years, like Deidre Hall, and I believe she was there for 25 years, maybe I'm wrong. But I thought she should have got something instead of nothing.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. When these, but what I do, I'm learning that, you know, I've been watching soaps for so long. I'm not really into, like, couples first. I like them to have their own life first before they start with the couple thing. I notice New School likes the couple right away. They start shipping right away. They got the squish game gone. Everything is gone. And I'm like, whoa, you know, before they even air, they've got a squish name for them.
Yes.
and got a website going. I'm like, whoa, I haven't even met the character yet. I don't even know their personality. I'm into story more. And then as I get to know them through story, then I kind of can see, you know, where I want them, you know, where I could, you know, root for them. And that's how I do. I have to see them as an individual person before I start with the couple thing.
Sorry, I gotta get going, but
okay.
I'll talk to you, I guess, on Friday.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
So how do you feel about the whole Victor Newman contract thing, that Victor might not be back on YNL?
Well, I like Victor. See, I know a lot of people don't, but I do. I've always liked Victor.
Well, see, I love him to hate him.
I mean, you know, he's, you know what I mean. I know what he does and all that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, as the character and the actor, I like him. I've always liked Victor, and I've always wanted him with Ashley. See, I was never really a Nikki and Victor fan.
I was always
more or less Ashley and Victor. I wanted to, and see, I'm getting a lousy story over there for them.
Well,
so that's why I can't catch a break. You know, all my couples broke up over there. Then I go to see, you know, and then it's like, what's happening here? The same thing, you know.
Well,
and I just say, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
I would never, Victor and Nikki, couple, like I loved it when they had Nikki and Paul together. I actually enjoyed that because I really like Doug.
Oh, that broke my heart.
Doug Davison, I really like him.
I love Doug Davison.
Yeah, so do I. I have kind of
a
crush.
I had a crush on him back in the 80s.
Well, I have a crush on him now. What did that say about me? But no, I just thought, why go break them up? Because I'm sick and tired of seeing the Nikki and Victor, let's get back together again game. Because, you know, how many times are you going to play that? When obviously they are okay for a while, but then Victor does.
I'm sorry, I was responding to some in the chat. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay, well, it's almost like, you know, Victor does something that Nikki doesn't want. And I thought about this, you know, why are men always going back to the wrong couple? I mean, the wrong woman. And why can't they just go to the right person? And I'm talking about another soap in particular right now where I'm kind of ranting and raving, but I don't understand why YNL and Zenner Hospital cannot be on the same boat and think, oh, maybe if you put these guys back together and stop rewriting history, your viewers might actually like you again because Well, when I heard the news that One Life to Live is going to be canceled, and there was a big rumor that, you know, 2010 or 2011, they are going to get canceled. And I just couldn't.
The genre is dying, and I think that my opinion on that is that I think that some of it is the writer's fault. It's not all the audience. We keep telling them what we want to see, and they refuse to do it. And I'm not talking about my couples that got KO'd. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in general. I'm talking about the show, the story of the show. I'm not talking about a couple. I'm talking about the fact, for instance, that GH, we have said for decades, just tone down the mob. Tone it down. Bring more hospital in. I'm talking about things like that.
I mean,
you know, and one more thing I'm going to say, and then I'm going to hang up and let you
Oh,
go.
You don't have to hang up, sweetie. I mean,
all right. But I just want to get this out here before I forget. If you haven't listened to Daytime Confidential's latest podcast, if you're an Elizabeth fan, a Jonathan fan, or anything like that, you should listen to it. It's really discussing a lot about the Elizabeth Weber storyline. With Jonathan, you know, coming back, and it's just that when you listen to these podcasts, everybody keeps saying, "Well, how do you know so much stuff?" Because I listen to all these podcasts, and they tell you so many, you know, behind the scenes and what they've heard in the trade and things like that. And that's how I'm, you know, you say I'm so knowledgeable, but basically that's why, because I listen to all this stuff.
Well,
but it's a very
yeah.
good podcast for people, for you know, for us who are Elizabeth Weber and Becky fans.
Well, Cybo, I don't get why. Oh, by the way, I tried messaging you back like 15 minutes before the show.
I was looking at True Blood. I was looking at like three episodes because I downloaded.
That's fine, but my question is, I don't think Jason and Elizabeth are done. I feel, and you can tell me if you disagree or agree, because
okay.
I kind of feel like I need backup here with my thinking. I feel like Jason and Liz is still the end game, and we will get them together by maybe December or January, and I don't think Jonathan Jackson is coming back to get Elizabeth in for Elizabeth to leave the show. I don't think Jonathan Jackson is really here to be with Liz. I think he's there for the Spencer Cassadine, you know, feud or whatever.
All right. Well, you know what? I am so glad that Elizabeth is getting a good storyline. This has been my bone of contention, and I just got through sending about 10 of those postcards. And I tell you, my thing is that there's more to Elizabeth than baking brownies and bringing over casseroles.
Thank you, yes.
Board. I want her in story like she used to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Top-tier story. Elizabeth used to be in action scenes. I don't
yeah.
see that anymore. The last action scene I think Elizabeth was in was Hangman's Bridge. Was it Hangman's Bridge? Where she was
not
in the car and all that. When was the last really action scene? Well, where she was shooting up
yeah.
bang.
Yeah,
she was shooting up bang bang at the Russian, and then her storyline got hijacked. And
yes.
then she was at, all right, so it was shoot 'em up bang bang. But look how they portrayed her. Holding a gun. Elizabeth used to fire guns. She almost shot Jason
yes.
one time
yes.
back in the
yes.
day. And they got her, ooh, take this. How do I do it? How do I do this?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what
I mean,
in the world is this about?
Yeah,
I want to see her in action. Because mothers can be. I have a neighbor who has three kids who is a detective on the police force.
Wow.
She has a pistol and everything.
Well,
mothers
you know,
can,
yeah.
can have action too. So
yes.
the point I'm driving here, I kind of digress because I went into a rant. But,
yeah, that's okay. This is what this show is all about: ranting and raving.
So no, I think that I am looking forward to this storyline. I can't wait. And I will tune in to see this. And I hope to go toe-to-toe with Helena. That's
yeah, but my main question is...
Good, answer the question.
I don't... I don't think Jason and Elizabeth are done.
The reason why I don't know. I mean, in normal soap opera, they wouldn't be. But this isn't normal soap opera. This is some very, this is a controlled environment.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I want you to listen to that podcast. Jamie makes a funny point. He says they got Elizabeth in five buildings down because they won't allow them to even be on the screen together because they will not visually show them. And I have never in my
years
seen anything like this.
And
they
they
won't put them near each other. Because of that, I think the same agenda that has whatever the agenda is for their stories is still going down. When I see them start sharing scenes, being on the screen without a third party in the middle of them, standing in between them like Patrick did with his head going back and forth like a tennis ball because he was they couldn't even speak to each other. He was right in the middle of them. So start seeing scenes with them together, alone, talking about Jake or them or their relationship, demise of their relationship or whatever, then I'll become a believer.
Well, with me, I cannot stop believing in this couple. I've had all these other couples, go without a fight. But these two... I love and I kind of grew attached to, and I see them, and I'm like, on other soap operas after you break up, come on, they have Jason and Robin.
They have scenes together. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is the only time, and I have been watching soaps. I remember Audrey Hardy, okay?
Back in
the day, I was young, but I remember, okay? I remember the first super couple. Audrey and Steve, because my aunties and them used to watch soaps. So I had to watch them, because if I didn't, I wouldn't be able to see the Three Stooges. They came on right after the soaps. I had to look at all the soaps. This is before VCR and all that stuff.
Okay.
So I could look at the Three Stooges. So that's just how I got hooked on soaps.
Okay.
Waiting for the Three Stooges to come on. So, I've never seen anything like this.
And smoking.
They can't even be in the same room together without a third party.
Exactly.
When they were saving their son, they had a clear, they delineated their position. They had Lucky and Elizabeth on one side saving Jake, and they had Sam and Jason on the other side. And the tent was in the middle of them. I said, well, this is the strangest thing.
Me too. And Smokey, Cokey, I hope I'm saying that right, in the room, said they know that Maison brings in the rating. They are hot together. Well, whenever I think of Jason and Liz, I think, oh my God, just by looking at each other, they could be having eye sex or whatever you call it, but because. When they are in a room together alone, they have this chemistry. And it's BS when they say, oh, Elizabeth cannot be with Jason because of the mom. Okay, my bone of contention has always been about that. Wait, Sonny can do it, and he's been a mom still, and he's had been married to Carly, who, they have Morgan and, Michael and stuff.
Honey, Jason is partying at the club, okay? Jason is party Bob. He's hanging at the club and everything and, a daughter and all of them in the house. No danger. I guess they bulletproof. But that's my point. I just don't understand this at all.
And you know what, and that's why, you know, I'm going to continue my raids on fight, even though we talk about every stuff on this show, but my own little personal agenda sometimes will be getting Jason and Elizabeth back together, because in my eyes, I will never understand how someone else just sings in every scene, and even if she's not with Jason. I don't get how a person like that...
How many scenes have Jason had alone? How many?
None.
How many has Jason had alone? I'm not talking about when, you know, people were out doing other projects.
Okay.
How many has Jason had alone?
I can remember one.
Well, with Sunny, I mean, you know.
Yeah, no, December 12th or 13th, right after the breakup, when he was punching the, I hope you can say crap on here, crap out of that punching bag, and he was in a scene alone punching that bag so hard because, you know, he just broke up with Elizabeth. That was like 5 minutes alone scene where no one else was in the scene with him.
Okay. What is Jason's storyline right now? His storyline. I'm not talking about his romance. I'm saying, what is Jason's storyline? Is he a hitman? Is he a PI? What is he?
God, you know.
Yeah,
oh, my. But you
know
what?
I'm just throwing this out here for everybody because I'm confused.
Yeah, but you know what? Once, you know, they finally get the goods on Claudia, I myself just want to see Jason get back in the enforcer mode and, you know, do something in Claudia, because I have never been a Claudia fan, okay? I'm not, you know, bashing Sarah Brown. Claudia just never brought, you know, anything for me, like, what was I going to say? Oh, like, any kind of, she was okay, but if they just left Claudia and Rick together, and I thought if they will dive in into more of what happened with Claudia's mother and so on, you know, it would have made her a believable character, but that character is so unredeemable in my eyes.
Well, Claudia, I don't know. She's done some things, but I mean, if you know, it's all in the pen. I mean, they can really fix it if they wanted to. I believe anybody is redeemable. I don't agree that they are not in drama.
I mean, okay.
They might not be redeemed to the, you know, the way that they should be, but I mean, they keep writing her the same way, basically. I mean, if they wanted to redeem her, they should have started, like, in story a while back, but they keep having her doing these horrible things. So
yeah,
you can't be redeemed if you keep doing stuff.
That's what my bone of contention is.
They keep writing her do bad things, and then they say, well, she can't be redeemed. No, she can't.
Well, my other bone of contention is, why put... you know, what happened to the core domains? I mean, it's like, you know, that was such a piece of general hospital history. You know, I love those Thanksgiving fights and, you know, everything.
The names. I want to hear the Quartermains. I want to hear the Webbers. I want to hear the Spencers.
Yeah.
Listen, I grew up on me mom's knee on this thing. I used to get my hair braided watching soaps because I couldn't change the channel until they were all off. Then I could watch the Three Stooges. So I know all about this thing here. So I had to learn to like them. And then I want to hear those names. I like to hear the Gannons. I remember, you know, I want to hear this stuff.
I don't want to
kill them all off, and I don't hear them anymore.
Exactly. What did you think about One Life? What did you think about One Life to Live, about the rumor about it being canceled?
I think that is one of the best soaps that I, the reason why I don't watch One Life to Live is not because of Ron Carlovati. I think that he loves soap opera. I can see it through his scribing. He is so gentle with his scribing, and he's a soap opera writer. Yeah, mm-hmm. He might flub here and there, but basically speaking, he's a good writer. And one thing I like about this writer is he came from the beginning. I mean, he started, like, in the mailroom. I mean, he's a lawyer, but, I mean, he started from the bottom up. He worked his, pulled himself up from the bootstraps and worked his, himself up from the bottom to the top to head writer. He didn't just come in as head writer. He worked for it. And I like his method of storytelling a lot. I think it's tender, I think it's warm, and I think it's funny. And I like, he plays all the beats that I like played. And I do like him. But as far as them being canceled, that would really hurt me because I remember The Halls and the Grays. I was young, but I remember. And that would really, really be a dreadful thing for me.
Well, yeah.
They're saying it might be All My Children or something like that.
Well,
but I do think the genre is going by the wayside, getting back to that point, because they are not writing for the global society that we live in today. They are still writing like when I was sitting at my mom's knee getting my hair braided, and things have changed. And I don't think that the writing has changed with the times. They still stuck in this little formula, like couples can only last 6 to 9 months. Write them a good story. They can stay together a little longer.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, we saw couples in the 90s and 80s. You didn't break up, okay? You had this long time, let's get married thing, but you knew that they were together. You were not breaking them up every 5 minutes.
Yeah, make them break up. That's their angst.
Yeah.
You know, that gives them angst. Well, we're going to break them up. That'll give them angst. And then they're going to, we know you're going to do this. Flip the script and give us something different.
You know,
in
my
way. I mean, it's an ongoing drama, so I know that they can't, you know, but at least have the outcome different. The same thing over and over and over and over and over and over.
You know,
I'm
going to
hang up now, but I do want to say that I want to give this site that I belong to, because I'm a movie buff. And
okay.
Sweet Ecstasy. And it's about couples, and I have a page about movies because I'm a movie buff.
Oh,
and
cool.
I put the link in the chat, and I just love it there. That's where I was. I was watching True Blood there. That's why I almost missed the show. So I'm going to hang up now and let somebody else talk because you know
I'm all right. Well, we will talk to you later, and
right,
I will be emailing you, too.
Okay,
I'll
put the link in the chat, but I really like my page, and it's got, all the garbage.
Oh, yeah, I like your page. This. Cool, yeah.
All right, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so, Britt, we have 46 more minutes. You know what? We need to find more audience. Maybe I should make a sign and just say call. I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, with my luck, I love this format that we are doing because, you know, it's giving anyone who wants a time to talk. And, you know, now that we don't have a heavy call volume, which I wish we did, but it's giving people like Cyber a chance to say everything she wants to say, and we are not rushed for, 5 minutes, in the zone or whatever. In the cell room, oh, my gosh, you guys are cracking me up. And in the cell room, I love all you guys. I think what you guys are saying is right on. But I have to behave myself because I cannot say anything bad, can I?
Yeah, I know what you want to say, but whatever.
Yeah, it's scary when you know what I want to say. That is so scary. You know, I'm just, you know, I think it would break my heart if one life, you know, to live, you know, went off the air. I think that would be really, really bad. And I will miss it because it's a really good show. And, you know, I saw a clip of either Blair or Tia, whatever her name is, going out the window. And that's, like, something I want to see on a soap. I want to see someone going out the window. What?
I feel you. Yeah, are you, like, watching Days more now?
Well, I am because, you know, we talk about every soap on this show. So wouldn't I be a hypocrite if I wasn't? Yeah, okay. I mean, I had an ADD moment with Add the Buttons today because I really, 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 you know, I really didn't enjoy that one. I mean, that's, you know, you know, that show is okay, but it's not, like, my favorite. And, you know, but I love Young and the Restless. I think Young and the Restless is, like, so good and so movable. And, you know, it's so movable. And, you know, I love, you know, I just want to see what they are going to do next. With the whole Victoria and JT thing, because, you know, JT is pretty upset about Colleen dying. And, you know, they have that kiss or whatever. And then, you know, Victoria has to sleep with anyone in that city but Deacon. I mean, okay, come on, people. Deacon is a sleazeball. I mean, I'm sorry. You know, and, you know, I like that AJ over Billy Warbucks AJ. Okay.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, you know how Deacon, who's playing Deacon on Young and the Restless, well, remember a long time ago he played AJ Coleman?
Yeah, actually, I didn't know that.
Oh, okay. He played AJ Coleman on there for like 3 years, and then he quit the show. And, you know, then they brought, you know, Billy Warlock in. And, you know, it was crazy. Smokey, you know, I don't dislike Deacon. Oh, anyone in the sound room, if you want to call in and say a couple words and say how great I am doing hosting and how great Brittany is. Why are you laughing at me? I could take your guest host job away at any time. No, just kidding. I'm on my palace strip. Stroke, whatever, tonight. I hardly slept last night because I was trying to make like a web page for us, so, and then I gave up because, by the way, it's too hard making a web page because it takes like too much time and energy, and I didn't have that, so I got mad at the computer.
And I was like, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, but I just thought you could make it and you and be like done in 5 minutes, but no, I was wrong. Okay, you guys, the number to call in to talk to us, you know, you can even tell us who really killed Michael Jackson, because I think that mystery is unknown. What? What? Okay, fine. I thought it was sad, okay? I thought...
No, I'm not saying... I'm not trying to be insensitive, but, like, I'm tired of hearing about it all the time. That's all.
Well, you know... I mean, can you imagine wanting to take Pobazol because you couldn't sleep? I mean, I'm just thinking, you know, because I have sleep issues sometimes, but I would never think of that. And that's what I don't understand. That's what kind of makes me laugh sometimes, but not all the time, because, you know, the death was sad, but... Why would you want to take something like that?
I don't know.
Oh, so do you, but, oh my God, Cyber. Cyber is just the nicest person in the whole wide world, and you know, she's a part of my team. Lays on. You know, I just think, you know, I mean, I know you don't care, you know, about one way or the other, but, you know, I kind of care. You know, we've got, like, 3 calls tonight. You know? We have 38 minutes left. So, what are you doing this weekend? Are you going to relax?
I'm going to be working, as usual.
Brittany, we need to find you a boyfriend.
Not so much.
Why? I mean,
I'll focus on other things right now.
Okay, well, I have like a kind of busy weekend, but because it's my little brother's birthday. Well, it was my little brother's birthday on Monday. Yeah, it was his birthday, and I know you have brothers or sisters. Which do you have?
Yeah, I have both.
Well, I totally forgot how old my brother was, and he's my younger brother, just because I've been sort of lying about my age. So, I really thought he was this age, but no, I totally did the math wrong, and... You know, that's what happens when you lie about your age too long. Because I kept telling people I was 29 for like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, crap, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry I made that comment about you need a boyfriend, but, you know. Look with me, I mean, Me, but now I'm co-hosting the show. It's funny. Oh my God, he can be a contender for Victor Newman type character. Okay.
I think they're talking about Deacon.
Oh. Victor scares the crap out of me, though. You know when he goes, I am the mess ass. Well, he doesn't really say I'm the mess ass, but. You know, and by the way, you guys, if I get sick, like I think I'm coming down with something, which I will be really ticked off, because if I lose my voice, people out there, then that will be a tragedy to everyone. I mean, I'm sure some people would like it if I never talked again, but, you know, did I tell you I got my second hate mail the other day?
Really?
Yes. Yes. what do you think? What is the one thing I just cannot keep my mouth shut about? Well, I kind of, you know, okay, so this, I got my first hate mail, cyber, because I made a list of all who evil things, of everything she ever did. And, you know, I thought it was going to, you know, Jason and Liz fan. Well, I was wrong. It did not go to a Jason and Liz fan. It went to the other one. And, yeah, and they don't like me very much. But I do welcome them on the show, but they said when Heck freezes over, they would come on here.
Oh, you know what we haven't talked about?
What?
James Franco joining General Hospital.
Oh, yeah, and, oh, my God, okay, James Franco is going to be on General Hospital, and rumored to be, is Vanessa Marcel is rumored to be coming back, too. And the thing I'm most excited for is Rebecca Bungling, I hope I said that wrong, right, is coming back to AMC as Greenlee. Yay! But, you know,
I think it'll be good because Greenlee and Erica already hate each other, so to put them, like, in a triangle with Ryan could be entertaining.
Yeah, but my question is, I hope Kendu does go California because I loved the Kendu and Greenlee relationship.
Yeah. I don't know. I think she'll be over it, honestly. She'll just be like, okay, you slip. I don't know.
Well, no, I like, you know, how Rebecca and Alyssa have that chemistry of friendship, and then they can kill each other. Smokey. Smokey, that's okay if you don't like Greenlee. Not everyone agrees on who they like. I mean, I like Maxie and, Carly and Lulu and Liz and Spinelli and Jason. And I think I get daily reminders how long that is from people.
Speaking of which, I think we should have more Lulu and Carly scenes because we haven't had much of that in a while.
Oh, God, I miss them. I miss them being together because it's just they are cousins. And, you know, their chemistry is so good. And I love how Carly says to Lulu all the time, you can't do that. You shouldn't do that, even though I've just done that 10 years ago, honey. Mm-hmm. It may not, you know, I mean, what I love is that Carly is always honest enough with Lulu. And
yeah.
See, Carly is more real with Lulu and Jason. Oh my God, okay, oh my God, I really want to read that, but I won't. In the room, look what's in the room. Oh, I want to say that so bad.
I'll say it.
Okay.
Someone in the chat room says that Jay Suck, quote unquote, is tanky. I don't know.
And, you know.
Like the Titanic.
Yeah, you know, but, you know, then, you know, it's like, I will never understand why they are putting two characters back together after, I hate you. Do never go away from, stay away from Liz and the kids. Okay. And then a year later, they had sex in the womb after he got hurt. I still think that was crazy. I still, okay, what did I just say wrong?
I don't know. I was talking about something else.
Okay,
let me explain. Somebody, Smokey, in the chat room said the real Greenlee promos turned her off of Greenlee, and that's another reason she hates All My Children. And I understand how she feels that way, because I was kind of disrespectful to the actresses that played Greenlee, you know, in between when Rebecca Buddy came back.
You know, what I have a problem with is how they are promoting Jonathan Jackson, too. There wasn't a Lucky. You know, I've seen promos about that. So what, does Jacob Young and Greg Vaughn count? That's what I don't get. You know, I mean, it's like, okay. You know, and you know, what was I going to say? I mean, you know, because we've talked about this, and I think I've talked to Cyber about this. I, myself, as a watcher, had never really, 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 really liked Lucky from day one. And it wasn't like, you know, I was out to hate him. It was just, I didn't see what everyone was gogging over. I mean, about Lucky, because Lucky didn't do anything for me, but that's just me. You know?
Yeah. I don't know. He gets on my nerves a lot of the time, I guess, because he's always bitching about stuff.
You know, well, yeah, and you know what? I mean, this, for me, just my opinion, and, you know, I'm like threefold, sometimes wrong. That I don't see why, you know, in all due respect, that they are doing another Cassidine Spencer feud. I mean, you know, we've had two of them, and nothing has really came of it. You know, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. You know, I mean, I don't know, I just think it sucks that, you know, we just sit back and, you know, I mean, when I heard Greg Vaughn got fired, I said, you know, this is sad, whatever. And, you know, is this, you know, I was sad that he wasn't going to, you know, lay down for him, but there's a lesson because I promise there are no heels on the show. They are welcome, so I'm glad it happened now instead of when they came to the show. I forgot. Hey, Cyber can hear me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Cyber, don't worry about it because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we all have our opinions, and granted, a lot of people don't agree with everyone's opinions of it, but at the end of the day, you know, is this, we are watching our soaps, and, you know, if you don't like this particular character, I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, you don't have to bash them, but if you don't like someone like that, you don't have to like the character. I mean, I don't know how you feel.
Yeah. I think it's, yeah, I kind of agree. It's like, Lulu's annoying and stuff, you know, whatever, whatever. But, you know, Julie Berman can still act when she wants to.
Yeah, I mean,
I think a lot of the time she's lazy, but.
But, you know what, I've grown to love the Maxi and the Lulu friendship. I thought that's neat. I mean, I thought, wow. I mean, that grew up that grew over time, and I really liked it because I like those two when they are fighting or getting along. It's just, it brings another element to the show, I think. I mean, that's just my own personal opinion. And, you know, I like Lulu and Dante, and I wish Johnny and Olivia would be together, and, you know, part of me wishes Sunny would go back to Carly. And please don't hate me on me. I mean, I was a true Carly and Sunny fan. And the only time I wasn't a Carly and Sunny fan is when Sunny was being an arrogant jerk when, you know, Michael got sawed. And he wanted to blame Jason for the whole thing. It wasn't Jason's fault. Jason didn't bring Michael into the warehouse. You did. And you didn't have bodyguards to back you guys up. No, you would be an idiot. Okay,
yeah.
I'm done.
But
you know what I mean?
Yeah, like kind of going back to the whole Nikki and Victor thing, why they always get back together. Every show has that couple.
I know.
Sunny and Carly with Dave,
mm-hmm.
Sammy and Lucas. I mean, that's just kind of the formula, I guess you could say, for this show.
Smokey is okay if I can. Can I say what she said? Because I agree with her.
Something about
I love Zay Zay, but Smokey, you know, I totally agree with you on I love Zay Zay, but that doesn't mean I want him with Liz. I, like I've stated time and time again, you know, I liked Lucky and Sam. That worked for me. You know, probably because, you know, the whole thing that, you know, they were leaving my couple alone, and I know myself is so selfish game of all this, but they were leaving my couple alone for a while, and, you know, that made me like Lucky a little. And that made me like Sam a little. And, you know, they didn't have to go break all these couples up. You know, even when they tried to break up Robin and Patrick and have Patrick with Elizabeth. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, right? A couple of months ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Okay, you guys, there's 22 minutes remaining. Oh my god, time flew by tonight, didn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, and you guys, remember we are always here every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock West Coast time. You know, I wish we could get a little time and maybe more people would come because you know, it's almost midnight in, like, the East Coast.
Yeah.
Some like, the band get mad when the other... Well, I mean, Smokey, I agree with you. Sometimes when fans, like, they think you... Like, both. Well, yeah, I mean, I could see that. Oh, my God. I love Layton. I don't care. I love me some Jonathan. Sorry, but I want Layton. And you know what? That's why I've been hearing a lot of the message board. You know, I mean, time has passed for Rebecca and... Jonathan Jackson. You know, maybe the chemistry is not there. I mean, maybe he isn't the nicest Lucky that we grew to love or whatever. So we really don't know how much they are really going to have scenes with Liz and Lucky because of the fact that lucky one? One.
Well, I'll just say this, it depends on how long. I think lucky wants to get married right away, and Liz wants to wait, and they're still going to be doing therapy. So if they continue with that, then obviously they're going to be working closely together, at least when he first comes on. So
well,
I think
but
they're going to want to test that.
But you know, I went on some sites too. He'd mainly back to book with Anthony Geary. I mean, I read a couple of websites. You know, and he's only there for 6 months. He only signed a 6 month contract. And then, but he got to be in a movie. And my whole statement about that is if you ought to do a movie, then, you know, that's fine. But, you know, I mean, I'm just, you know, I promised myself that I wouldn't bash Gusa or Fawn, but, well, I might have to break my rule a little. I just, you know, if this is Fawn's last-ditch effort to try to make the rating go up by bringing Lucky back, I think it's like almost a disaster. He thought, oh, Sarah Brown is going to give the ratings up high. And it did, you know, for a while, but it's not going to give them like the number one slot. Number one slot would be bringing Laura back and look and have them fall in love again and see not crazy. But, you know, you even did that damage to that couple, too. I mean, come on. Okay, well, look at the seat on Laura with Holly. Come on, everyone out there. Come on, think about that. I mean, think about how much Luke was in love with Laura. I mean, you know, I mean, you know, I mean, like, I don't know. I'm just upset by it because, oh, guess what? We have 17 more minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, 347-850-8721. And, Britt, is there anything we should talk about next week? Do you?
Haven't felt that far ahead.
Hey, I'm trying to be responsible here.
I know. Well, I think we should talk a little bit more about the whole Carly Manning story on Days, because I think it looks like they're kind of taking their time with it. So.
Yeah, and, you know, the husband of her that they, you know, that she killed is married to him in real life.
Yeah.
And I just thought, oh, my God, how much fun in real life if you could, like, pretend to kill your husband on screen. Okay, fine. I'm sorry. Okay. And, you know, everyone in the album, you guys are perfect people. And you guys can come back anytime because you guys say the most awesome things ever. But I'm not repeating it. You know, I'm not repeating it. You know?
Right.
I mean, good. I'm not good.
To the show, if you want to know what we're talking about.
Yes. If you knew what I was talking about. Okay, sorry, but that is not. Yeah. No, I mean, I have so much TiVo to catch up with. It's not funny, but that's why I thank God it's TiVo and not VCRs, because it's not like 1,000 tapes that you have to go out and buy and waste money. Do you have, like, DVR?
Yeah.
See, why couldn't they have that in the 90s, huh? I mean, no, that would actually never have skipped school a lot. Oh my God, I hope my parents are not listening. Why? Okay, when General Hospital had like a really good storyline, it was on the 2 o'clock here. And I didn't get out until 3. So do the math. And I mean, I don't know if you ever did that. Okay, is everyone leaving us?
No, just one person.
Smokey.
Shout out.
Okay. Lucky, I mean Smokey, come back next week, please. And, you know, you can call us. You don't have to say that much. Just pick up the phone and dial some numbers, please. Because we all love you guys in this album and on the radio. And you know what song I just got in my head?
What song?
Carrie Underwood, Before He Sees. I don't know why I have that in my head, but I have that in my head. It's just stuck in my head.
That's really random.
Okay, you're telling me. I have so many things stuck in my head that is not even funny. And, you know, sometimes I think, and the people of the guest and guests and special guests, I hope we have said hi to you. Have you said hi to the special guests and the two guests?
No, I just kind of commented on what they said in the chat room. We've had, like, a little conversation.
Oh. Well, I want everyone to feel welcome in this nice, comfortable room. Okay, we are not in the room. I'm not losing my mind, really. I just, you know, So, everyone, can you, because if I type in everything and look at the Swiss board, can you ask Laison, you know, Saibu, to come back next week and ask if she's coming back, thanks. See, this is why I love having a co-host. Okay, 12 minutes remaining. It's the end of the third quarter. I don't know. I just thought I put what? Okay. And, okay. Okay, fine. I hope people don't. Okay, I am not crazy, everyone. Really, I just want to say get more calls. But I'm not being hyper. So number one about the calls. I'm not saying the number every 10 minutes. I'm just, you know, wishing, you know, I'm just wishing, you know, that we get more calls because, you know, I think people like us, you know. I think people think I'm funny as heck. Which I don't mean to be funny as heck, but it does happen occasionally, like once a day or once a year. You know, and so, I mean, I love doing this because, okay, maybe we are not as getting many calls as other shows, but I'm still... you know, in a couple of months, we will get 10 lip calls. And then we are going to say, remember the times that we, I'm supposed to mention the CBS viewing room. Okay. Okay, I'm, what?
Awesome, I don't know what that's about.
Do you, okay, what is that about?
I don't know.
Okay, well, my other sidekick Liaison filing to mention the CBS viewing room. Yay! Sorry, Belaya. Sorry, Belaya. I always come through for you, babe. I mean...
While we're doing shout-outs, I'd like to give a shout-out to Ryan and Jen at SoapOperaSource.com and In the Zone Radio for letting us advertise the show there. Thanks so much, guys. Visit SoapOperaSource.com for everything soap, all your soap news, inside dishes, articles, good stuff. Thank you, guys. All right.
Yeah, and, you know, I want to do a shout-out to the Maison Family Group for posting all mailboats. And, you know, they are the sweetest people in there. They are so nice. Everyone that I've talked to in there, it's just so sweet and so nice and so warm and so friendly, and you hardly get that nowadays, but, you know, yeah. Did you drop the phone?
No.
Okay, 8 minutes remaining. You know, do you know that when you do the Swiss bowl, like, because I love doing the Swiss bowl, it tells you how many minutes you have remaining. And then when you get down to one, it goes 1:59:56. I find that funny.
All right. Well,
okay. Okay, and I've heard this rumor, but I cannot confirm or deny it, that there was talks of Ted King coming back on General Hospital.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
You know, even though, you know, Jason supposedly killed him, so, yeah. But that's, you know, what I've heard. And, you know, if that's the case, you know, I would want to see Jason kill him all over again. You know? No, I mean, I'm not saying that General Hospital has to give up the mob, because I kind of like the mob storyline, but it needs to be balanced. It needs to be balanced by the hospital and the mob and some sex.
Yeah. I agree.
You know, because I'm sorry, I mean, I don't see the mob being such a bad thing, but there's a thing called overkill, and some people don't like, oh yeah, I know, okay, some people just don't like the mob, which, you know, in my opinion, okay, fine, but you don't have to tell, you know, people that Elizabeth is a bad mom, because he wants to be with Jason, and he's in the mob, and because he's in the mob, what? That, you know, so Jason cannot be with the woman he loves. I never bought that, because you know what? He can be in the mob. She can be, you know, doing her nurse thing, and they can be together raising a family. They just don't know how to write it in a good way that makes sense. And it's just BS, because Franz wants his ickle. And I'm so sick of that. I am so sick of that. We are the only fan base who has been slapped and kicked to the curb so many times. I don't know another couple who's been like this, who's been duked around as much as Jason and Liz.
Well, I don't know. Tom pushes his agenda all the time, so.
I was fond of go to like a, you know, like a retreat, lose some weight, come back, And maybe after she loses all that weight, because she's always telling every actress, like he even called Marcy from One Life to Live, not pretty. So I would love it if someone would send him to a resort to make him cute, because he is not cute at all. He needs to be out of there. I told you I was going to go on my Fonz, my Fonz thing. Okay, and, you know, yes, yeah, Sunny and Kate, yeah, they got zooked around too. I mean, I can name every couple on the soap that has got zooked around. And you know what? I'm not giving up on the new hospital because that's where my heart and my home is. But there's got to be a moment when all of us are going to fight against this, because I know you don't care, but seeing Jason and Liz back together would be like Christmas all year round. No, fine, laugh at me. I'm serious.
No, you know,
it's sad. Oh, you know what's sad? We have 3 minutes to go. See, I told you I could talk, and I probably won't have a voice tomorrow, but that's okay. Everyone in this album, please, 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 please tell me you guys are coming back next week. Okay. And is there anything you want to say? Because we have, let's see, 3 minutes to go.
I do. I think YNR should have tried to get Sarah Brown on as a new Victoria, because Amelia Hindley is not doing it for anybody. And
oh, so, okay, because I love her.
Recasted. Really?
Yeah.
But you're like the first person I've heard that actually likes her as Victoria. But no, I think that Sarah Brown would be a great Victoria, and that the Bells should have tried to get her, if they, you know, maybe they did, but just not, they didn't pursue her enough. B&B is really lucky that they got her and recursed. And they're smart for putting them in the same story, from what I'm hearing. So, good for them, because they have great chemistry. And
oh, yeah. I mean, dude, you know, screw that one up. Like, that was no one's business. You know, I still think, and I don't care what anyone says, I think that was Rick's baby and not Sonny's. Because I think she swiped the test.
Really?
Yep.
Maybe she did, but it doesn't really matter now.
Well, I know. Okay, we have 1 minute remaining, and I want to thank everyone for calling in, and those people who are afraid to call in, we are very nice. Yeah, we might have crazy random thoughts, but we are so nice and so lovable. And you people in this album, we hope we will see. We hope to see you next week. And is there anything else, Britt?
No, just keep watching Days of Our Lives. Things are getting really interesting and really entertaining.
And watch All My Children, because I think this month we will find out who really did kill Stuart. And I think that's going to really heat up. And I still think Emma did.
I swear to God.
What?
Happened, I will whack my ass off.
If I'm right, then if I'm right on this, where the story is going, then you cannot laugh at me ever again during a whole show. If I'm right on this, then yes.
Wow.
What?
I don't know about that.
I'm just saying that could happen.
I won't do it for 30 minutes. How about that?
Okay. Bye, Cyber. Bye, everyone. Have a good night. Hello?
Hi.
Okay. Well, because it says 19. 17. Like, you know. So yeah, email me, text me with some ideas and stuff, but
okay, I will.
Okay, bye everyone. Have a good week.
Bye everyone. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time.
Oh my God, hear this. So is on but not streaming. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Because you and I are still talking.
Maybe we're on overtime.
Oh. Wow. Okay. Okay, ask them if they can hear me.
Okay.
You know, we are on overtime. I wonder if people can, we could just say whatever we want on overtime. Mm-hmm. That had never happened.
I don't know. I guess I didn't get off in time.
Oh, you? Oh, because okay, well. Oh, my God. So, you think everyone's... That's the room? Or... Okay, wave their hand in the room if everyone loves Liz. You know? Wait, there. No, I'd rather not say my other remark. So, are you going to go to bed, or are you going to be up for a while?
I'm going to be up for a while.
Okay, well, if you hear anything, text me.
Alrighty.
Okay, bye.